Studio, it's Kat. How are you doing?
Kat, hi, David Israel. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to talk to you. Are you doing well?
Yes. I'm sorry I'm late. I called the wrong number first, so.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's been such crazy times in trying to get the number straight. I know it's hard. Okay, so here we go. I am on the phone with David Israel from Good Planet Foods. How are you?
God, I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, we're talking about three plant-based recipes to include on our holiday table. So tell me first, though, what is it that you do at Good Planet?
We make an amazing plant-based cheese. We really worked hard to create an alternative to real cheese that would provide everybody with that same experience without all the guilt, all right? So, I mean, what it does to our, what dairy farming does to our environment, animal cruelty, health-wise, you know, we provide something that is a third the fat, a third the calories. So a lot of good reasons to add it into your diet. We're not telling you to give up real cheese forever. We're just thinking that, hey, you know what? It's all about balance, right?
Right.
Help the planet, help yourself, enjoy life.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. How can eating plant-based cheese help us all be better stewards of our environment and our impact on the environment?
Yeah, well, it's funny, Kat. When I launched this company, I guess I learned a lot, and it really shaped me into being hopefully a better steward for our environment and for our planet, because I didn't realize that dairy farming actually had a higher impact on our environment than fossil fuels. I mean, I really thought that was not a correct fact, but it was true. And then the more I looked into it, just the 65 gallons of water per day, 2 acres of grazing land per cow. I mean, it's just a massive impact. And not only that, to mention what it has to do on the communities around these dairies, and also for health reasons, it's a really good option for people to make these choices and go towards plant-based a little bit.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense to me. I think that is something people are becoming more aware of, and over the years have been becoming more, open to and really enjoying it too. I mean, we all are trying to do things that are going to keep our planet healthy and happy. What about, do you have some tips for us if we're preparing a plant-based or allergen-friendly Thanksgiving? Because that could be a little difficult if you have folks over that aren't normally used to that kind of food.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, you know, there's a lot of great products out there today across the board in all types of categories, not just in cheese, but in the meats, and there's replacements for poultry. And, you know, they're really amazing alternatives. And I'm not going to take some of these meats and eat them just right out of the package, but when they're prepared, it's almost impossible to know the difference. And again, I mean, the impact on people's health, and people are really moving towards this in a way that they haven't before, because sure, it's not just about vegan, it's not just about dairy-free or allergens. There's so many reasons to, again, make these choices here and there and bring it into your life. I mean, a lot of consumers, 82% of consumers are adding plant-based to their diet maybe once or twice a week.
Sure.
Making good choices, again, for lots of different reasons. But, you know, our plant-based cheese created something that's really, we don't have, like, the spreads, or we're not trying to replicate brie. We're really trying to do, you know, the Parmesan, the mozzarellas, the Americans, the cheddars, things that people can use every day.
Sure.
And we give them that experience. And they can cut out, like I said, I mean, there's calories, there's left third the calories, third the fat, no cholesterol, allergen-free. So it's a good way, not just for you, but for your guests. And we create great products, and my team put together some recipes that look delicious, that people, you know, can go out and implement this into their Thanksgiving day dinner and serve it to whoever they like.
I love that.
And just enjoy. Just enjoy.
Exactly. Oh, can you share a few of your favorite recipes?
Well, these were created by my team, and they look amazing. So we're going to have some in my household for sure.
Yeah.
But they came up with this plant-based Parmesan Brussels sprouts. I mean, sounds delicious. You know, ingredients is really 2 pounds of Brussels sprouts. You trim the ends. You add a quarter cup of olive oil, 4 cloves of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, and then you add our Parmesan cheese. You just blend it up, you know, and you can let it. You want to use dry Brussels sprouts. So you want to wash them and let them drip dry for a bit. Then you put them on a baking sheet for 400 degrees and just, you know, let it go. What we'll do is we'll post these recipes on our website so people can go and get them and download them. So I don't expect everybody to write these down. And you don't want me to go through every ingredient on the radio either.
But it's just, boy, sounds good, though.
Yeah. And, the second one is a no-chicken salad. Again,
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. So we'll get that recipe up. And then a buffalo cauliflower bites, which, boy, those really sound delicious. So I'm excited to try all of these. But I think they're all plant-based. We've implemented our cheese into them as well, obviously. But again, for your listeners, they don't have to use our cheese. They can do it without cheese. I mean, these are really great recipes for a nice plant-based, allergen-free, you know, diet, or something that they can add for their families that can't have certain products.
Well, now, David, where do we go to find the recipes and your all's information and where we can buy your products?
Yeah, well, we're going to put you on. We're going to put these recipes on our website, which is goodplanetfoods.com. So we'll make sure those get up so that anybody listening can find them and hopefully enjoy them. They sound delicious to me. And our products, our products are in your area are available where?
We have Whole Foods and Wegmans. We have a lot of
Wegmans.
Yeah.
Our great partners, Wegmans, amazing partners. They have all of our products there. So I would go out and give it a try. They're amazing. Not two houses in your neighborhood, actually. I guess I should have figured that out first, but some really, you know, Wegmans definitely, and Kroger, we're in a few of their areas as well. So yeah, definitely. And Whole Foods has a great product as well that they actually put out. That's a great plant-based cheese.
Yeah. So we have options.
Lots of good choices.
We have options, my friend.
Good to hear.
Well, David, are you going to be doing the cooking at your house for Thanksgiving? Are you going to have some help?
Well, we're it's just me and my wife and our daughters. You know, got to keep it small this year, unfortunately.
I know.
So we're all preparing stuff. So you know what I'm preparing?
What?
It's, 3 things that sound delicious.
Tell me.
These 3 recipes that we just talked about.
Oh, you're gonna fix all those, all three.
I am gonna fix all three. They sound incredible. I'm gonna give it a whack. My team did a great job.
But we'll all go to your house. No, you just send us samples, okay?
We can Zoom.
All right, David. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, to you too, Kat. Thanks for having me.